I'm joined by Khalid Abdallah again from Tahrir Square, trying to get a protester's perspective on these talks that have been taking place today. What do you make of them?
I think the first thing to say about them is that it's clear now that the regime has realised that its days are numbered. So something has got to come out of this. Now, the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood has said that they are negotiating. I think there's also someone from Brade camp, and I think there's a third element. The fact of the matter is, as far as I see it, is that what people are asking for here is pretty clear. Negotiation is going to have to be based on what's going to make the people in the square move. In other words, I think it's actually wrong for people to think that the people in the square are not negotiating. They are negotiating. They're making very, very clear certain demands. And what's happening at the moment is that the government is trying a policy of slowly kind of giving away concessions, which at each turn the square replies to, basically by saying that's a token gesture and it's not enough. And the country, it seems, replies to you by saying, we like these guys, and we're trusting more and more in what they're doing, and you can see that by the number of people who are in the square and the fact that our numbers seem to be growing. Everything that's done seems to end up in a known goal. The people here are asking for Hosni Mubarak to leave. They're asking for the end of emergency law. They're asking for changes to the constitution, and they're asking for their safety. Their safety, and also for there to be a judicial process for those people who have committed crimes.
Well, they've gone some way to meeting some of those demands, albeit not the main one about Mubarak going. They've said that they agree to a free press if conditions allow. They've agreed to suspend the emergency law. And to form some sort of committee to come up with a transitional government. Is that progress?
Yes, I mean, it's certainly progress, but I mean, at the moment, it's really a game of trying to work out on the one. You've got two bulls that no one can ignore. No one can ignore Hosni Mubarak, and no one can ignore the Tahrir Square. Everyone is trying to work out what exactly are the things that are going to make those two decide to allow the process of moving on begin. Hosni Mubarak is by far the weaker party in this, in my opinion, but he holds certain powers constitutionally that he holds that the country also needs in order to be able to move on. So it's a slightly difficult and complicated process.
Were these concessions greeted with suspicion, jubilation? What was the reception?
Well, the concessions are just dealt with as kind of not enough. Until it's enough, we're still here. I mean, the feeling that's nice is that our being here is effective, and the country at large is seeing that it's effective. I think the Mubarak regime, to a certain extent, has a hope that the concessions that it makes make people think, well, okay, then you might stick to your promises. But the government, the regime, has completely lost that trust. So the big elephant in the room, which will remain in the room until he decides to go, is Mubarak leaving and how that happened. So the protesters, there's a mix of amusement, nature of, you know, at the nature of the concessions. I mean, to the extent that sometimes what the government does appears just completely like they live in another world, the people here, to the extent that people start kind of going into, people start thinking, they can't really think that we're that stupid, they must be up to something else. So there's a mixture of that and the feeling that it's validating this process. It's validating what Medina Tahrir is trying to do to the country. And, you know, Medina Tahrir obviously means all of the people who are here today and all of the people who have been here previously and all of the people in their own homes who support this. One of the very important things that's happened today is that there are countless numbers of people who have come for the first time as well. Stuff is beginning to change. I think the process of getting to where we need to get to has started. I think we can expect that these kind of negotiations are happening. The question is, in whose name are they happening? And that's something that's really important, because it's certainly not happening in the name of Enes Tahir. No one has that power. No one has that voice. Only Medina Tahrir has that voice. And Medina Tahrir is asking for some very, very clear thing. And that is its way of negotiating. And they are the only things that unite all of these camps. So in my opinion, what any negotiator is really going to have to do is to try and work out what are the things which unite this country, and then the process, I've forgotten the words. You know, the period in the middle. What's it called?
Transition.
The transition. Sorry, yeah. And then the transitional government will then have to take on the responsibility of, you know, going through all the legal process, making sure everything isn't done in a hurried way, and all of those things. What everyone is asking for here is very, very clear. And by the way, and the other very important piece of news that we all heard yesterday is the fortune of the Mubarak family, and that has also made a huge difference, I think, to the mood of the square in terms of, again, validating it in a public way, because there is, of course, there's a kind of not a negotiation, but there's a relationship that's very important to this country between what's, you know, the people in the square and the people outside the square, and how, you know, and how what is happening with Enes Tahrir affects them. And the other piece of news today is that, you know, the banks have reopened and people have gone back to work, and so, you know, that's also further proof of what protesters in the square have been saying, that it's not us that have been holding up the country. And I think that was also a policy, you know, that's also a policy the government's trying to do, which has backfired. Everything works in our favour. I mean, and as it is myself, I think that's ultimately because this is a just cause. It is a just cause. It is no party's cause. It is the people's cause.
Okay, Kelly, just before you go, can you give us an idea, a prediction as to what you think is going to happen over the next couple of days? Any more talk of marching on the presidential palace, for example?
No, that's never going to happen. No one is leaving Medina Tahrir Square. I mean, that's sort of been floated around in the air. It's not, I mean, you might find, I don't know, some private individuals decided to do that, but there's none of the organizing forces here. And there is no one organizing forces, but there are people who are important. None of them think that's a good idea. No one wants to leave Medina Tahrir Square. The popular feeling is, I'm absolutely not living here. It's entirely impractical. Medina Tahrir now has a system that works. It has borders that it can protect. It has its way of feeding itself. It has ways to sleep, ways to bring people in and out safely. It's now become, you know, like a mini-state, basically, that works and that will function as long as it needs to, it seems to be, in order to get in order to get what this country deserves and what the people of this country, it seems, absolutely believe it deserves.
You're there for the duration.
I think so. And I think that message is now immensely clear. It's immensely clear on both fronts, and it's a matter of how long it takes for the government to wake up.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll have to leave it there.
Sure.
You explained it very well. Yeah. Thanks very much.
All right, cheers.